Unit 2. Student's Book. E. Cultural Beachhead. Roman 1. Eat to live and not live to eat. Activity 2. Page 84. Listen and read the following text.
Every morning, New Yorker Mike Rain squeezed into his large shorts and stuffed himself with 3 breakfasts. On his way to school, people looked at him like he was from another planet, and his classmates called him names. It hurt. Mike had to face it. He was fat. At 15, he weighed 12 stone. Then his parents heard of Camp Shane. Camp Shane, 150 miles north of New York, is one of the best weight loss camps in the States. The camp is for 8 to 18-year-olds. Every summer, 200 children are sent by their parents to the camp to slim. When children arrive, they can't touch their toes, and their idea of a snack is 6 Big Macs. They're isolated, with no television and no calls home. There isn't a Big Mac in sight, and they have to stick to a strict, healthy diet of 1,700 calories a day, half the normal intake for a growing child. The food isn't all carrots and water. Burgers are allowed, but in moderation. One's fine, and it comes with fresh veg or salad, not chips. Pasta goes down well, but sauces are based on tomatoes to be low-cal. Children learn to grill, not fry their food. And for dessert, there is fruit and yogurt, not cake and pie. The day starts at 7 a.m. with tough exercise. They do 6 hours a day of press-ups, canoeing, and swimming. Some kids spend the first week in tears, but 7 weeks later are crying because they don't want to leave. Some of the children have girlfriends and boyfriends for the first time at the camp. They do things they would never normally do at home, like wear a swimsuit in public. Children enjoy being with people who take them for who they are, not how they look. Mike blamed his parents for his weight problem. "My dad likes fatty food, and I always have to eat everything up, even if I'm full. My mother makes enough for 9 people, but there's only Dad, Mom, my brother, and me." Before leaving, they went on an outing to the nearby town to see how many of them could resist the lure of Big Mac. Only 3 out of 200 children couldn't resist the temptation and went to McDonald's. Then came the weigh-in. After 7 weeks, 12-stone Mike lost 54 pounds, and his parents paid $3,000 for it. Mike is like thousands of children all over the States who are overweight because they eat too much junk food like hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, crisps, Coke, etc. Fat camps are big business in the States because more than 40% of American children are overweight. In Slovenia, 20 to 30% of children are overweight. If you boycott junk food, you'll avoid fat camp.